This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS-10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Let's say the violence supposedly begin on the 20th of October, but we have facts and testimonies that the day before, there were already arrests by security forces. There were already threats, there were already exactions the day before by security forces, including intelligence services operating in non-uniform attirement. And we can say that already hundreds of people have been arrested from then the 19th to today, because it's already said everywhere that it's only on the 20th, but let's say that the repression is continuing. During the demonstration of the 20th, at least 80 people were killed by live bullets. We have seen also the day after, arrests continuing into neighborhoods where the protest is the highest. We have seen school classes turn into prisons, and people being detained as young as 15 years old. And we also have allegations of torture in these schools and also in custodies in the country. We have testimonies of people being deported in the northern part of the country, which is the desert, hundreds of people. So to wrap up on this, we have seen close to 5 days of repression of what is a peaceful demonstration.
Now, can you talk us through some of the serious human rights violations that you've listed during these protests?
Yeah, exactly. So what we have seen, and we have talked to families that members have been targeted by these human rights violations. First of all, summary executions. We have seen people being killed during demonstrations, and this has touched a journalist, a very young journalist that was covering the demonstration and that was shot dead directly. We have seen a journalist that has been arrested and tortured the day after the demonstration. I have myself talked to families that are currently missing their children that were demonstrating or not demonstrating because they were arrested either during demonstrations and after demonstrations, and nobody knows their whereabouts. We have also received videos and testimonies of people being severely tortured with electric cables, with all kinds of tools. It's just horrible to see these images of people being tortured. We also have testimonies of bodies, corpses, being recovered from the river that is in the main city capital, in N'Djamena. So basically, this amount to an excessive use of force, which is torture, this amount to extrajudicial killings, this amount to the violations of the right to defend human rights and the right to peacefully demonstrate. Mm-hmm. We're still investigating to get other testimonies, because this is also getting very difficult for our partners on the field to document. Internet has been cut and shut down in main areas where people are protesting. So it's also very difficult to confirm some of the allegations that we have heard that I can't share here because they are not confirmed. Mm-hmm. And what I have to say is that it's not just another random repression of demonstration. This is something that is getting above of it. This is clearly an excessive use of force to keep the power. This is clearly something that reminds us of the darkest years of dictatorship in Chad. I don't know if people know about Issenabré in the 90s, and what we have seen remind us of this, and we are very worried about it.
Now, we've received reports that even yesterday Tuesday, there were more summary executions. What's the situation like right now on the ground there?
As I've said, prisons are completely overloaded, so there are parallel prisons in the country and in the city in N'Djamena and the second city in Mundu in the south. People that are detained there sometimes are shot, So we have testimonies of people in the neighborhood saying that they heard gunshots in these schools. So this happened on Monday. We have received a direct alert from people living around these places. So currently we are afraid that a lot of people that are missing, not being found in detention facilities, could be in places where they risk to be tortured and killed.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.